Hi everyone, it is Susie. Welcome back to my podcast. It's been a while once again since I recorded something by myself, but here I am. It's currently 1 in the morning-ish, and I just got done taking a shower, blow-drying my hair. I had a bowl of cereal. Yes, I'm weird like that. Does anyone else eat cereal in the middle of the night? Because I do. It's like this weird craving. I just had a bowl of cereal and I decided like, oh, let me sit down and just like record a quick mini podcast episode to just give some updates and whatever. We're in that week, that weird week between Christmas and New Year's, where if you're off work, you just don't know what to do with yourself. You might be traveling, you might be spending time with family, you might be thinking about New Year's Eve plans and New Year's resolutions. You know, all these crazy things. There's a lot going on right now, and then especially lately too. There's been a flu going around. Like, just so many people have been sick lately. I feel like I'm just waiting for my turn to come to when I get sick. And speaking of which, Emma actually just got sick a couple of days ago. And it was so weird to me because she just got sick so randomly. And it was the day after she came back from her dad's house. So I was like, okay, like, where did she get sick from? And so I text him and I was like, hey, is anyone sick in your family? And he replies back with, everyone. Everyone is sick right now. And I was like, so why would you pick up Emma and take her over if you knew everyone was sick? You know, that just kind of seems weird. And his response was, well, she's going to get sick anyway, eventually. Like, everyone's getting sick right now. Like, and I was like, oh my gosh, really? But yeah, she is sick right now. She's feeling a little better, but I've really enjoyed just the past couple of days getting to spend some time with her. And so, yeah, it was nice to have a day off for Christmas weekend or whatnot. The holidays are just, usually like a really hard time for me. If you guys don't know me, I really don't have a close relationship with my mom or just family in general. And I don't really have family, like any family here in the United States would just be my immediate family. And I don't have a close relationship with them. And so this year it was just kind of weird. I couldn't get in contact with my mom, you know, for the usual Christmas text message. And so I actually had to text my younger brother and tell him to tell my mom Merry Christmas. And that was it. And so I spent a lot of my time just working and keeping myself busy. And I find that now, thinking about it, that could kind of be like a coping mechanism, I feel. Like, just working so hard to the point where you avoid, you know, really thinking about your lack of family, for example, during the holidays, or just any type of problem in general. And so I feel that I do that a lot. I'm just constantly always busy, always trying to find like the next thing to do. And so that's definitely something that I want to work on for this coming year. Definitely just trying to be a little bit more present and just really working on all those inner voices, inner issues, I guess you could say. And so, that's something definitely that I need to work on. And I don't know if any of you guys can relate to that, but that's definitely something that I notice is just the tendency to avoid our feelings, avoid facing, you know, problems by just distracting ourselves or making ourselves like super busy, right, all the time. But yeah, I mean, other than that, we're getting very close to New Year's. Today is the 28th, so New Year's is literally just a few days away. And so a lot of us are thinking about our New Year's resolutions. And so I wanted to talk a little bit more about that because, so I used to be the type of person that would, you know, get a sheet of paper every year and just write this like really long list of New Year's resolutions that I wanted to get done for the next year. And New Year's resolutions to me and to a lot of people are things that you want for the next year, right? And in my situation, a lot of the times, like, it wasn't even goals that I was writing down. It would literally be things like, oh, and I'm talking years back. So like, oh, I want to get my driver's license. Like, oh, I want this, I want that. So a lot of the times it was actually things that I wanted and not necessarily like goals, right? And so if you are the type of person that is writing a list of goals for the next year or New Year's resolutions, you want to make sure to keep in mind that New Year's resolutions, New Year's goals, when we think about goals, what are some things that we could do to help make those goals easier to achieve? Right? And I want you guys to think about that. So you want to make sure that you are choosing goals that are attainable. Like, you don't want to make this crazy, like, big goal, right? Like, oh, I want to be a millionaire this year as my New Year's resolution. I mean, it could be possible, right, if you win the lottery, but most likely that's not a very realistic goal to have, right? And so you would want to make sure that your goals are reasonable and something that is doable, right? Attainable. And so I would say, just really breaking down your goal into steps that you could complete, making sure to give yourself a deadline. If you don't have a deadline for things, what's your motivation, right, to complete it? And so, anywho, those are just like a couple of things for me. But when you're thinking about your New Year's resolution, I really want you to think about, you know, not just, oh, I want to lose weight or I want to do this and that, but what about internally? Like, what are some of your goals for this coming year for your mental health? I feel like mental health often gets overlooked. And so you want to make sure that you're not only taking care of yourself physically, spiritually, but also mentally, right? So what are some things that we could put down on our list of goals for our mental health, right? And so when we think about that, to me would be, I don't know, everyone's is going to be different, but perhaps taking more time out for yourself, right? Making time for self-care. Self-care. Brainstorm a list of self-care activities that make you happy and schedule them as part of your daily routine, right? It could be simple, such as going for an outdoor walk or hanging out with friends, right? Taking just time out of your busy routine to do stuff for yourself, things that make you feel relaxed, things that make you feel happy. And a lot of the times when people hear the word self-care, it doesn't necessarily have to be a spa day, right? It doesn't have to be anything crazy like that. Self-care could literally just be going for a walk for 5 minutes, 5 minutes, literally, or it could even be 2 minutes of just sitting down and just taking a deep breath, just to kind of catch yourself a little bit, give yourself a little bit of a break. So it doesn't have to be anything crazy, right? You have to find something that works for you. A second thing that you can include as part of your New Year's resolution is just really being kind to yourself. So allow yourself to have feelings and forgive yourself for your mistakes. I feel like a lot of the times we are just so hard on ourselves. Like, we blame ourselves, right? When something goes wrong, it's like, oh, I could have done this or I should have done that. But we really want to be more kind to ourselves. Like, we don't want to be our worst critic, right? Allow yourself to feel your feelings. Allow yourself to make mistakes and allow yourself to move on, right? Number three, sleep. I know this sounds simple, but, you know, there have been a lot of studies done that have found that sleep and mental health are connected. And just to give you guys an idea, a lot of people with depression or anxiety report issues with sleep. And so there is a connection there, right? So you maybe perhaps try to go to sleep a little bit earlier every night. And I need to follow this for myself. So this is definitely going to go on my list of resolutions. So, but yeah, I mean, trying to go to sleep a little bit earlier and just giving your body the rest that it needs. Let's see, number four, limit your screen time. And I know this one is really hard for me. Like, I'm not going to lie. I have been getting a little better because I've just been so busy with work and stuff. But limiting your screen time. So this means social media. This means cell phones, televisions, laptops, tablets. Trying to limit the amount of time that you spend on your devices. So spending too much time on your devices can actually affect your sleep, and it could even lead to anxiety, right? If you're spending a lot of time online. So just be conscious of how much time you're actually spending online and the impact that it could be having on your mental health, and just make some adjustments if needed. And then number five, work on your mental health. Learn more about your mental health. So one of the best ways to improve your mental health is simply just understanding it a little bit better. So there's a lot of online resources available that could provide you information, right, on just the different types of mental illnesses, the common symptoms. So there's just so much information available online. And so if you ever feel like something doesn't feel right, or you're feeling like more anxious than usual, learn more about it, right? And seek some guidance, ask for some help. So not only can you look it up, look a lot of information up yourself online, but I would really suggest talking to a professional about your specific situation. So whether it be like your doctor is a really great resource. They could provide you referrals to different mental health professionals, or just speaking to a mental health professional directly, right? And just that could help a lot, just to really get an outsider's perspective on things. Because a lot of the times when we're going through certain problems, it might not be as helpful to talk to a friend or family, right? You have that relationship there. They might not give you an honest opinion, things like that. It could affect your relationship. And so maybe talking to a person outside, like an outsider, like a therapist, could help. It could help you just paint a new picture, right? Or a clearer picture. And so, yeah, I just wanted to remind you guys, when you're setting your New Year's resolutions, make sure to include some resolutions for yourself mentally. Make sure to include stuff for you and your mental health. So, and just a reminder, I am located in California. I am a licensed clinical social worker, and I recently started my own private practice. And so what that means is I pretty much opened up my own business in order to provide therapy. And so if you guys know of anyone in California that needs to talk to a therapist or is looking for a therapist or would benefit from therapy, send them over my way and we could chat. So my website is in the description of this episode, imperfectmellow.com. And there you could find all of the past podcast episodes, blogs, links to different resources. And then you could also find the sign up page for my therapy practice. But other than that, thank you guys for listening. If you have listened this far, I really appreciate all of the continued support to this podcast, and I hope to continue to bring valuable, helpful information to you guys. And I hope that you all have a very, very happy new year. And I will speak to you guys next year. All right. Bye, guys. Hi, friends. Thank you for listening to this week's Imperfect Mellow podcast episode. Remember to like, subscribe, and give us a 5-star review if you enjoyed this week's episode. You can also follow us on social media, on TikTok and Instagram, imperfect.mellow.therapy, and visit the website imperfectmellow.com for more blogs, podcasts, resources, and other fun stuff. And don't forget, we now have our awesome mental health merch on our website. We have t-shirts, hoodies, and a bunch of other really cute stuff. Go ahead and check it out. Talk to you soon and be well.